Hello and welcome to episode 31 of It's Funny Now, Stories You're Glad Didn't Happen to You. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened. But with the help of time, we can say, it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month. And on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have the last of our anti-Valentine stories with Laura House and her story, The Date.
So I talked to him to make plans for this date, and he blurts out so awkwardly. He goes, I don't make plans! You make plans! I can follow through with the plans, but I'm not going to make him plans. You make the plans! You make whatever you want to do! You make the plan! I'll be there! Wow.
Laura is a comedian and Emmy-nominated TV writer who long ago starred in MTV's Austin Stories. She's appeared on Comedy Central, HBO, Amazon, and more, and has written on an array of TV shows, including The George Lopez Show, Samantha Who, and Mom. Come see her monthly comedy show, Party On, all about the funny side of sobriety and recovery. It happens the first Sunday of every month at The Crow, like our show. And now, without further ado, here's Laura with her story.
So, hey, if you had the pleasure of dating in Los Angeles in your 40s, I have. And I was in a pretty serious relationship, we lived together, and was dumped. Dumped with the words, I just don't want to work on it anymore. Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad this is being recorded. Do you hear that? So, I mean, just, hey, P.S., I don't work on it. So, that horrible news, especially when you care about someone and you think this is maybe your last relationship, and also when you're 46. So, it's not that we don't have value as we age, and it's not that we all have to have a partner, but I gotta say, in that moment, I was like, oh, I didn't think I was gonna have to get back out there again, and a little like, all right, die alone. It is, will do. I mean, later 40s, it was like I had just missed the last copter out of Nam, in a way. Thank you for getting that and not just tearing up and going, no, you kind of. But yeah, it is. It was like, oh, I'm devastated. I cared about this person. Also like, oh, shit, now what? So I did what you do is, especially when you're an older lady taking care of yourself, like I took some downtime and some healing time and some sex workshops and fucked some strangers, whatever. I did some healing. And then got back out in the dating world on the apps. And, you know, the apps. I mean, you make a profile and you come up with lies to trick someone into loving you forever. So I did that, right? Sometimes my philosophy was like, cast a wide net. You know, I wasn't always just like, here's who I am. Sometimes I would, like on one headline, you know, you have your intriguing headline, and I would put like, Han shot first. And like, I don't know what that means, but I know that guys like Star Wars. And I was like, come on, nerds, come get it. Get in here. We'll sort it out later. So I do some dating, and you know, one guy, I have a couple of nice dates, and then he says, I should tell you, I practice polyamory. And I'm like, N-O. That is a very fancy word for non-committal. That is like, just say, I love cheating, I just want to put that on the table right now. No, there's a fun word for it. Polyamory. So that wasn't great. And then another guy I dated, not homeless, or jobless, but he was staying on his sister's sofa for a year and a half while he worked some things out. And can't quit the dating app. I don't know if you've dated, you really have to pace yourself. You have to like, dating app, ooh, no dating app. Like, you really have to like mind what's going on with you mentally. So when I, after like a while, after I went back on the apps, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try something brand new. Honesty. And my little headline, I was like the lies that I made up about that. It was never lies, but just like tweaked like the truths of like, I have been to a beach. It is not a regular thing for me. Like, my information about myself was like, I love home and TV and Scrabble. Hello, what about you? And my little headline said, nerdy, wordy, and kind of sturdy. Right? It's not much, but if you want it, it's yours. This is what we're doing. So I went on this app expecting nothing. Because I was, I don't know, I also would just kind of, I really recommend this, to be honest. If you're doing a dating app, before you sign up, give up. Just give up trying to impress anybody. I feel like it's your best bet. Like, I was just like, whatever. And because we coach people. I think it's good advice. We coach people, like, put your best foot forward. Put your worst feet forward. Like, don't peek at the profile. Like, they're going to meet you eventually. Like, just, like, phone it in and then let people go, well, that was refreshing after I got to know them. That was nice. Wasn't sure, but so this is what happened. Was someone actually reached out to me, and a male of all things, and he showed some interest, and he's like, I don't know if he was, what he was like, my favorite color's plaid, and I play trumpet. I'm like, and but we talk, and he's very nice, and we decide we want to have a date. We're gonna do a proper date. And so I talked to him to make plans for this date, and he blurts out so awkwardly, he goes, I don't make plans. You make plans. I can follow through with the plans, but I'm not good at making plans. You make the plans. You make whatever you want to do. You make the plan. I'll be there. Wow. So that wasn't what I wanted to hear, but my ex was great at making plans to see other women while we were together. So maybe it's time for a non-planner, you know? That's what I was thinking. So we proceed with the date. We're gonna do an IRL situation, and we meet at a restaurant. Like, I pick a steakhouse, which you should do. If someone's taking you on it, you don't know how it's gonna go. Get a good meal. So I have lots of advice. This is a TED Talk, essentially. These are ideas worth spreading. So we meet at the place, and he's there before me. And I want you to know this, is that phone it in on the profile, but this is life. I'm upper level 40s, and I dress up. Normally, I dress like a drunk art teacher, but I was like skirt and heels and paint on my face and whatever that's called and cleavage. I was like, sure. And I walk into the place, and he's already there, and it's like the eye test, right? When you first see someone, and we were both like, all right. I mean, that's all you really need. Like, you just need like the gate arm to go up. Like you just want to avoid, oh, emergency call. Oh, this is crap. What now? I have to go now? The dog? What? Oh, sorry, bad news. That's what you don't want. But we were both like, all right. I mean, I'm chubby. He's bald, right? We're even. We're like, it's a match. So we proceed to the table, and here's what happened. Is a waiter gets in between us, right? He's walking a little bit ahead of me, and this waiter gets, which he's holding the giant tray, and then the waiter like gets distracted, and this tray starts to tip toward me. And I remember thinking, well, it's not gonna fall. He's a professional waiter. Oh no, here it comes, and it hits my chest, and it crashes and just cups and plates and half-eaten shrimp scampi and just, ugh. And I am like, who doesn't finish their shrimp scampi? It's like $25. And there's only like four or five of them. And I'm mortified, right? I'm just like, everybody, you know, everybody looks and waiters are scurrying around and I, you know, upper level 40s lady, I check in with myself, trying to do some self-care. And I was like, do you need a rain check? Do you need to go home? You were just assaulted by appetizers. Like what do you need? What's going on? And I look, and nothing was really on me. Everything had just bounced off the cleavage or whatever. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm okay. I think I'm all right. And I awkwardly made my way to the table and sat down across from this guy. And he asked me two questions that changed the course of my life. So he's sitting across from me very sweetly, eye contact. He looks at me and he says, are you okay? Really nice. And I'm being honest now. So I was like, you know what, that was embarrassing and weird, adrenaline and awkward, but yeah, just, I'm embarrassed, but yeah, I'm okay. And still looking at me and sweet eye contact, he says, can I laugh now? And that's how I found the one. I was like, lead with sweetness, follow it up with smart ass. That is my fucking guy. I had been looking for the wrong guys in the wrong places up until that moment. And we're engaged, and we have been engaged for 6 full years. That is my guy. Thanks so much. Enjoy Valentine's.
That's it. That's our episode. Finally, after about, 4 episodes of anti-Valentine stories, finally one with a happy ending where somebody finds love despite all the madness and the craziness of the dating world. Stories like this make me so happy that I met my wife Martina, who is the co-producer of this show, for those of you who don't know. Before dating apps, we started dating 15 years ago, and if I'm being honest, also, like, yes, dating apps kind of suck, but honestly, the fact that I failed at meeting women for so many years, and the second that I found the one, it became easy for everybody else, it's just a little bit unfair. Martina asked me out 5 times in the first week that we dated, and after the 5th date, we were walking on the street, and I went to grab her hand to walk holding hands because we had been on 5 dates already, just a very casual hand-grabbing, hand-holding walk. And she lets go of my hand right away and goes, I don't like playing boyfriend and girlfriend. And I was like, you're sending very mixed messages to me right now. And it's been 15 years of that. We got married unofficially on February 14th, but not because we are romantics. We just didn't know what it meant back then in Argentina. As always, you can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling. And you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com. And you can find a new episode every Monday on all podcast streaming platforms and, of course, YouTube. On the next episode, we have Miyo Yamauchi with her story, Excuse.
A little girl on the street points at me. Look, mom, what did she do? Her mother quickly pulled her aside. Don't look.
Thanks for listening. And remember, tragedy plus time, it's funny now. See you next time.